#Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of Generative AI Essentials for Product Managers in B2C. In this stage, we will embark on a journey to understand the foundational elements of generative AI. As product managers in the B2C space, grasping these fundamentals is crucial as we transition into roles that leverage cutting-edge technology to innovate and enhance user experiences. By the end of this session, you will be able to define generative AI, recognize its key principles, and understand how it differs from traditional AI. So, let's dive in. #Main Content. #Definition of generative AI. Generative AI refers to a subset of artificial intelligence that focuses on creating new content, ranging from text to images, sounds, and even videos. Unlike traditional AI, which primarily analyzes and classifies existing data, generative AI generates new data that mimics or builds upon the patterns learned from its training datasets. Imagine a machine that can compose a beautiful piece of music or generate a lifelike image of a person who doesn't exist. This is the power of generative AI. For example, tools like OpenAI's DALL-E can create unique images based on textual descriptions provided by users, showcasing the creative potential of generative AI. #Key Principles of Generative AI. At the heart of generative AI are several key principles. First, it relies heavily on the concept of creativity, machines generating novel outputs. Second, it utilizes a training process where models learn from vast datasets, capturing the intricacies and nuances of that data. Lastly, feedback loops play a vital role. Through iterative learning, models improve their outputs over time, similar to how a musician might refine their craft through practice. An example of this is seen in AI-generated art, where artists can use AI tools to explore new styles and techniques, pushing the boundaries of creativity. #Differences between generative AI and traditional AI. Understanding how generative AI differs from traditional AI is essential. Traditional AI typically focuses on classification and prediction tasks, using algorithms to analyze existing data and draw conclusions or make decisions. In contrast, generative AI seeks to create new content. For example, while traditional AI can analyze customer purchase patterns to suggest products, generative AI could create entirely new product designs based on customer preferences and trends. This difference positions generative AI as a powerful tool for innovation in product development. Consider a fashion retailer using generative AI to design a new clothing line tailored to emerging trends instead of merely predicting which existing styles will sell. Overview of machine learning and deep learning. To fully appreciate generative AI, we must touch on its relationship with machine learning and deep learning. Machine learning is a broader category that encompasses algorithms allowing computers to learn from data without explicit programming. Deep learning, a subset of machine learning, utilizes neural networks with many layers to process complex data patterns. Generative AI often employs deep learning techniques to enhance its capabilities, enabling it to produce high-quality outputs that are both coherent and contextually relevant. For instance, deep learning models can analyze thousands of recipes to create entirely new culinary dishes that combine flavors in innovative ways. Types of generative models, e.g., GANs, VAEs, transformers. Diving deeper, let's explore the types of generative models. Generative adversarial networks, GANs, consist of two neural networks. One generates content while the other evaluates it, creating a competitive environment that enhances the quality of the output. Variational autoencoders, VAEs, are another approach. focusing on compressing data into latent space before generating new samples, which maintains the integrity of the learned data. Transformers, widely known for their role in natural language processing, can also be adapted for generative tasks, allowing for the generation of coherent and contextually rich text. For example, a transformer model can be used to generate personalized marketing copy based on customer data, resulting in tailored messaging that resonates with individual consumers. The role of data in generative AI. Finally, we cannot overlook the role of data in generative AI. The quality and quantity of data are paramount. Without extensive and diverse datasets, generative models cannot learn effectively. Data acts as the foundation upon which these models build their understanding of the world, influencing everything from output quality to relevance. For instance, a generative model trained on diverse music datasets can produce a wide variety of music genres, while a model trained on a narrow dataset may only replicate a limited style. This highlights the importance of curating rich datasets to unlock the full potential of generative AI. Conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, remember that understanding the fundamentals of generative AI is the first step in harnessing its potential for innovation in your role as a product manager. You've learned what generative AI is, its key principles, how it differs from traditional AI, and the significance of data in this space. These insights will serve as the groundwork for applying generative AI in your future projects, paving the way for innovative product solutions. Reflection questions. 1. How do you envision incorporating generative AI into your current product strategy? 2. What challenges do you anticipate when transitioning from traditional AI to generative AI in your projects? 3. Can you identify a specific area in your organization where generative AI might create value for your customers? Thank you for joining this session, and I look forward to seeing how you apply these concepts in your journey ahead.